The word of God reads there, it's on the screen. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is anybody in Christ here this morning?
The new creation has come.
Yes.
The old has gone. Somebody say goodbye.
Goodbye.
The new is here. Somebody say hello.
Hello.
Now you gotta say hello.
Hello.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless the reading of your word. God, strengthen my voice. Give me strength to minister your word, God. Give me strength to do what you've called me to do, what I love to do, Jesus. I pray, God, that your people will be ministered to in a special way, God. That we would leave this place encouraged, strengthened, to go into the new year, God, fighting our battles with you.
Yes.
Lord, open up our hearts, remove all distractions. Let us be disciplined to hear your word here this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory in the mighty, matchless name of your son, Jesus Christ. And everybody says,
yeah.
Come on, give the Lord some praise. Praise the Lord. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Thank you, worship team. When I was a young boy, I used to love going to the Texas Rangers baseball games. How many know they're building them a new stadium?
Yeah.
I still like going to the games. Hint, hint.
Come on now. Amen.
But when I was young, I would go out more often.
Yeah.
One of my favorite times of the game would be when the Rangers would hit a home run.
Come on, that's right.
The crowd would begin to cheer.
Yes.
And that was a great feeling. But then as they cheer, they begin to bust out and they begin to sing a song. Come on. You might remember this song. I was going to tell the sound team to play it, but I forgot. And the song goes a little bit like this. Na 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 na, na 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 na.
Hey, 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 goodbye.
You do that pretty good. Come on now, help me preach this morning. I loved it when they hit the home run, and I loved it when we begin to sing that song. And it sounds so beautiful. I mean, it sounds great just with you guys, but imagine thousands upon thousands of people singing it.
Right, right, yeah.
Has anybody ever experienced that before? But I loved more. I loved it when they hit the home run, but you know, I loved it more when all of a sudden a player from the other team would get ejected.
Come on.
And then again, they would sing. Na 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 na, na 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 na.
Hey, 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 goodbye.
And then every so often there would be like a drunk guy. Come on, somebody. Amen. That was probably you. Amen. Before you came to Christ. Amen.
Come on.
Remember there would be that drunk guy, and all of a sudden they're getting into a fight. Come on now. In the stands.
Oh my.
You know, and it was like it reminded you of the high school days or your junior high days.
Yeah.
Everybody started making a crowd around them. Huh? But in reality, it was like all the baseball fans were like, man, you know, you're distracting from the game.
Right. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the security would come, and then all of a sudden, they would get ejected from the game.
Yeah.
And then again, na 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 na, na 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 na.
Hey, 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 goodbye.
That was like my favorite part going to the games. You know, it was crazy, but I used to love that. You know, there are some things that are easy to say goodbye to.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Like an opponent's baseball pitch.
Hello.
Or a rowdy person at a sports game.
Yep.
Or even unwanted weight.
Come on.
There are some things that are easy to say goodbye to.
That's right. Right.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Huh? But then there are some things that in my boys to men voice. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Oh, boy, you got a choir up in this place. Come on now. Huh? There's some easy things to say goodbye to, but then there's some hard things
Come on,
to say goodbye to.
Right.
Like what just happened right now. I know it wasn't easy for Brother Irvin to get to pass on the mantle of the gang.
Come on.
As I was praying up here, I began to see him break, begin to see him tear up. And I know the feeling. Come on, somebody. Because I just got the boot from being a gang regional too, amen. You know? And you know, and sometimes when you spend your time investing in something for so long, amen, sometimes it's not easy to say goodbye to that.
Yeah, right.
It's like a job that you have for so many years.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a job for so many years and all of a sudden you were working there for 10, 15, 20 years or 5 years and all of a sudden something happens to the company and you're forced to get laid off? See, there's some things that are easy to say goodbye to, but then there's some things that are not so easy to say goodbye to.
Right.
Huh? It's hard to say goodbye to those favorite jeans that are frayed, worn, and torn. Come on now. It's like, honey, they don't fit you no more. Yes, they do. But they have holes all in them. They're supposed to. Come on, somebody. Huh? It's hard to say goodbye to high school friends.
Yeah.
Or college friends. It's hard to say goodbye to family and loved ones who visit during the holidays and then have to go back home.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember those times plenty as a young kid visiting family in Mexico. Then having to leave and come back. We would go, my parents would take us to Mexico for a week and a half, and we'd be all, I had thousands of cousins over there, and we would have just a great time popping firecrackers because it was legal over there. Come on now. Amen. I wish we could pop firecrackers here in New Year's, but we can't. Come on now. I mean, we're church. We got to keep our testimony. And you know, you have so much fun. And then when it comes down to leaving, amen, you've already, you know, kind of strengthened your relationship with your family, but you have to say goodbye and go back home. It's hard to say goodbye to loved ones who've passed away and bury them or put them to rest.
That's right. Amen.
It's not easy when somebody passes away. Some of you had people pass away this year.
Yeah.
It wasn't an easy thing to do
right.
to say your goodbyes at their funeral.
Right.
As we get ready to close the books of 2018,
come on.
There are some things that we are most gladly going to say goodbye to.
That's right. Come on.
Huh? And there are some things that will be hard to say goodbye to. But goodbye, we must.
Amen.
Why must we? Three reasons, real quick. We must say goodbye in order to grow.
Amen.
Because whatever doesn't grow dies.
Right, amen.
Secondly, we must say goodbye to not stay stuck in the past. Mm. Those 1970 platform shoes are not styling no more.
Come on now.
Those 1990 overalls we all used to wear. Yup, I'm sorry, but they're out of style. Even though my wife last night, she told me, no, but the girls are bringing them back in. I said, not the guys though, amen. I mean, you know, you used to wear the overalls. You used to just clip one clip. Come on now. Let the other one hang down. Wear my 90s babies. Come on now. But you can't stay stuck in the past. You got to go into the future.
Amen.
We must say goodbye also to embrace God's destiny for us. Because God has a plan for you. Tell your neighbor, God has a plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, God says, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future.
Amen.
What are some things we need to be happy to say goodbye to here this morning? I got three here this morning. The first one is sin and hindrances.
Yes.
Amen. The things that we are should, the things, these things we should be happy to say goodbye to. The number one thing is that we should be happy and say goodbye to is sin and hindrances to our walk with God.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, you can turn there if you like, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
Yes.
See, in 2019, we must say goodbye to the sins and hindrances that we battled with in 2018. This Christmas, we bought our boys some brand new bikes, Frankie and Timmy, for Christmas. Frankie had it stolen, his old bike, he had it stolen, earlier this year, he had his old bike stolen, because we live in the hood, come on now. Timmy still had his bike, but it was kind of rusty and old. So we got Frankie a nice mongoose bike.
Hello, come on somebody.
It's one of those bikes I always wanted as a kid. And we got Timmy a Huffy bike.
Yeah, yellow.
It was a bike that I always had as a kid. Nevertheless, they were both brand new bikes.
Yeah, amen.
Some of you are like, man, that's cold. You got, one a better bike than, well, because Timmy doesn't really know how to ride it too good. Amen. But they're brand new bikes. Amen.
That's right.
You know, their first day riding their bike, which was on Christmas because the weather was so nice, Timmy comes into the garage with Rusty's leash. Rusty's our dog. All tangled up in the tire and in the bike chain. He's whining. He's whining that he can't ride it because the dog's leash is all tangled up in his brand new bike.
Oh my, come on.
It reminds me of some Christians.
Yeah.
That even though they're a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Yeah,
come on. Come on now. They still manage to get tangled up in the devil's leash of sin and hindrances.
There it is. Come on now.
For the life of me, I could not figure out how in the world Timmy got his bike all tangled up with the leash. But my assumption is that he was being careless.
Yeah. Wow.
See, careless Christians will get themselves all tangled up in sin and hindrances of this world. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, you could turn there or write this down. It says, see then that you walk circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. The word circumspectly means to be cautious or careful. It also could mean guarded. See, in 2019, let's be more careful on how we walk with Christ. And let's put sin and hindrances behind us. But how? In order to get Timmy's bike running again, I had to flip his bike upside down.
Yeah.
And I begin to roll up my sleeves, and I get my hands dirty a little bit, and I reach down into the bike's mechanics and pull out the leash.
Yeah.
You see, some here might need your life to be flipped upside down. And you might need a good leader to get into the mechanics of your life. So they can begin to pull out some hindrances that are holding you back. What good is being a new creation if you're stuck in sin and not going anywhere?
Wow.
We got to say goodbye to sin and hindrances. Somebody say goodbye, sin.
Goodbye, sin.
The second thing we got to say goodbye to is doubts. Somebody say doubts.
Doubt.
Say goodbye, doubts.
Goodbye, doubt.
James chapter 1 verse 6 says this, but let him ask in faith. With no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Matthew 21:21 says, and Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, You will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen.
Amen.
See, doubt can be as powerful as faith.
Come on.
Wow.
Wow.
Doubt can be as powerful as faith.
Heavy. Come on now.
You see, doubt's power, I liken it to the power of gravity. It keeps you down.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Gravity is what keeps us down on the earth.
Yeah, that's right, Pastor. Huh?
And I liken the power of doubt to gravity because it's constantly pulling you down.
Oh my, come on now. That's rocket.
But faith propels you up to soar like an eagle.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
As we grow from babies to kids, and towards adolescence, we begin to get used to the power of gravity keeping us down without even knowing what gravity is.
That's true. That's true.
We get used to gravity holding us down.
Come on now.
As we get saved, we are a new creation, yes. But we are used to doubt holding us down.
Yes. Come on.
Doubt held us back for many years, getting us to believe that we were nothing but addicts, losers, criminals, players, gang members, the black sheep of the family, a baby mama, a baby daddy, nobodies, nothing but sinners. For years, doubt held us down. Then faith kicks in, and you get saved, and you realize that, like the opening verse says, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Like 1 Peter 2:9 says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, God's chosen possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who God has called us to. Praises of Him who called you out of darkness and into His wonderful lights.
Yes, word.
We begin to soar.
Amen.
We begin to soar a bit.
Come on now.
But we're creatures of habit.
Woo.
And some hold habits can be hard to break.
Come on now.
So we begin to naturally gravitate toward doubt again. When God challenges you to start tithing, giving, or paying pledges, the old gravitational pull of doubt begins to pull you down. Wow. And so you begin to blame the preacher, the leaders, or the church, but it's really God calling you higher in faith.
Wow.
So you can soar like an eagle.
Amen.
Sometimes the challenge God gives is Him using leaders to connect you into a life group or into a ministry.
Yes.
But you doubt that you have the time or the means to do it. Or you doubt that you can be used by God in the ministry. Some this year, gotta say goodbye to doubting that God can use you or change you. Some people doubt that God can change you. I've always been like this. I've always been an alcoholic. I've always been a drug addict. That is doubt, my friend. You gotta say goodbye to that doubt this year. Some doubt that God can use you, or some doubt that God can use or change a loved one.
Wow, that's good.
See, doubt breeds a few things. Doubt breeds a negative spirit. Doubt breeds a negative spirit. Whenever we suffer with doubt in the church, in the ministry, as Christians, all of a sudden we're negative because as Christians, as believers, we speak life. We speak life. And whenever the preacher speaking life, the leader speaking life, when you have doubt, when you suffer with doubt, when you have that doubting spirit, you have a negative spirit.
Yeah,
what do you mean we're going to take the city? How we can't take the city? What do you mean, you know, God's going to raise us up to be leaders? I can't ever be a leader. I can't ever preach to God. It breeds a negative spirit.
Come on.
Doubt breeds a critical spirit. Begin to criticize what you don't understand. Doubt breeds a defeated spirit.
Wow.
It breeds a defeated spirit. It causes you to feel defeated. You don't have the victory. You feel like you're a loser. That's what doubt breeds, my friend. Doubt also breeds a greedy spirit.
Wow.
a spirit that is selfish. This year, say goodbye to saying no to God.
All right.
When God uses a leader to challenge you to get plugged in or to grow in reading your Bible or to even give, say yes, Lord. Yeah. Because the truth is that we say no because we still doubt God. We doubt God can provide for us. We doubt God can cause us to be successful in Him.
Right.
Say goodbye to doubts.
Amen. Goodbye, doubt. Goodbye.
The third thing we got to say goodbye to is to fear. To fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. But of power.
Amen.
And of love.
Yes.
And of a sound mind.
Yes.
Fear often held me back. And still today, fear can sometimes still hold me back.
Wow.
Everyone deals with fear.
That's right.
There might be some that can hide it a little bit better than others. But everybody deals with it. The Bible records many instances of fear in people's lives in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. But we have many verses from God that He constantly encourages people not to fear. To fear not. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, God says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Amen.
In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus said, peace is what I leave with you. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give as the world does. Do not be worried and upset. Do not be afraid. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Isaiah 43:1, but now this is what the Lord says, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine.
Amen.
Psalms 23 verse 4, I love this one. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Right.
Isaiah 35:4, tell everyone who is discouraged, be strong and do not be afraid. God is coming to your rescue.
Yes.
Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Right.
Mark chapter 6 verse 50, immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Isaiah 41 13 through 14, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you, do not be afraid, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Psalms 118 verse 6 through 7, the Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me, he is my helper.
Right.
Psalms 34 verse 4, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me, he freed me from all my fears. Deuteronomy 3:22, do not be afraid of them, the Lord your God himself will fight for you.
Amen.
And the last one in Revelations chapter 1 verse 17, then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid, I am the first and the last. As the worship, as the piano player comes up, as we say goodbye to sin, doubt, and fear, I want you to know that as one door closes, God opens up another door to a new season. Tap your neighbor and tell them a new season is here. Shout and say hello to your new season. Your new season with no sin, no doubts, no fear. In this new season, behind this new door, I want you to know the possibilities are endless. For nothing shall be impossible for those that believe. Get ready to say hello to some great things in 2019. Next Sunday, we will be learning what to say hello to in 2019. But let me just give you a preview. Say hello to a great marriage. Say hello to a great calling. Say hello to an excellent calling. Say hello to peace of mind and peace of heart. Say hello to peace in your home. Say hello to your family getting saved. Say hello to God using you in a new way. Say hello to new relationships. Some will say hello to a wife and to a husband. Singles, get excited. Some will say hello to children. Some will say hello to a better career, a better job. Some will say hello to a new home of their own. It's hard to say goodbye to the great times we had in 2018 and the many victories. But like the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 and 14, he said this: not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been perfected, but I press on to take hold of what for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have arrived or to lay hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, and straining toward what is ahead, I press on to the goal to win the prize of God's heavenly calling in Christ Jesus. Paul was saying, I'm letting go of the good, the bad, and the ugly of the past to say hello to the upward calling in Christ Jesus God has for me in the future. We enjoyed winning in 2018. We enjoyed winning first place for Run for Hope this year. We enjoyed sending Celeste, Brian, Jose, and now Magali to the UTC in Panama. We enjoyed licensing Pastor Josh and Sister Asenet this year. We enjoyed bringing in our elder, Pastor Rick Alaniz, and our regional pastor, Pastor Jesse Perez. We enjoyed bringing in a missionary from all the way from South Africa. We enjoyed Springfest Car Show with MC Boulevard and winning souls. We enjoyed Summer Jam with Art Blancos and seeing souls get saved. We enjoyed launching out 6 life groups this year. These are great, but a new season is here. And I'm saying hello to some new victories. I'm saying hello to some new challenges. Is anybody with me here this morning that is ready to bid 2018 goodbye and to say 2019 hello? Hello to some new victories. Hello to some new souls being saved in the church. Goodbye. You've been good to us 2018, but it's a new season. It's a new day. There's some fresh anointing that's coming our way. Oh, somebody say hello in this place. Somebody shout with the voice of triumph. Lift your hands, worship the Lord. Bring in the new year in victory. No matter what you face this year, it's all right. Say goodbye. Say goodbye to all the hang-ups. Say goodbye to all the mistakes. You get a fresh start. What I like about God is that we ain't gotta wait for a new year. The Bible says His mercies are new every morning. Every morning you get a fresh start with God. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone. Behold, everything is made new. This morning, you may be here this morning. You say, you know what? I want the old man to stay in 2018. I want the old man to stay in 2018. Maybe you came here this morning when you're not having Jesus in your heart. Maybe you came in as a backslider. But this morning, you want to leave this place and go into 2019 with Jesus in your heart as a new creation. Maybe you're here, you've been serving God, but you've been a new creation all tangled up. And you're saying, this year I'm going into this new year, I'm getting free, I'm setting myself free. I'm not going to go in 2019 tangled up.
If that's you here this morning, any of those two things, I'm going to ask you to get out of your seat and come to this altar. You come without hesitation. Say, I need Jesus in 2019. I don't want to be tangled up in 2019. I'm saying goodbye to all the hang-ups. I'm saying hello to a new season, a new opportunity, a new day. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I come.
Oh, your word.
Your word.
some things that are hard to say goodbye to. But goodbye we must. If we want to grow, if we want to receive all that God has for us, we must say goodbye to it. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is past. The new has come.
Amen.
And I remember giving my life to the Lord March 4th, the year 2000. Going on 19 years now. It'll be 19 years in March that I surrendered my life to God. I'll never forget how I came in. I never forget how I came in, a young man, addicted, alcoholic, full of weed smoke, dope dealer, violent, angry, lost, confused, brokenhearted. Don't get me wrong, the Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed what I used to do. I used to love getting high, drinking with the friends, clubbing. But I had to say goodbye.
Amen.
I had to say goodbye.
Amen.
I had to say goodbye to the gang. I was in the gang. I was down for my gang. I was down. You know, when you're down for something, you do dumb stuff. And I did a lot of dumb stuff for my gang. That could have landed me in prison for years. And I still love my homeboys. I got a few here this morning. And they remember me. But it was hard to say goodbye. I couldn't come around the way I used to no more. Because I was on a different path. It wasn't easy. I had to say goodbye to weed. Oh, I love weed. My favorite song was that one, the Isaac Brothers, or Marvin Gaye. I'm in love with Mary Jane.
Rick James.
She's my main thing. But I had to say goodbye.
That's right. Yeah.
I used to love going to clubs. In order to receive God's best. Never would I thought I'd be doing this. I didn't grow up wanting to be a preacher, man. This was the farthest thing from my head, from my heart, from my mind. But I enjoy this. I love what I do today. I love that I'm able to do what I love to do. And I ain't gotta do time. I ain't gotta do time for it. I ain't gotta hurt people now.
Amen.
I can be a blessing to people.
Amen.
So I had to say some goodbye to some things, but then when one door closes, God opens up another door. And I'm able to say hello to the blessings behind this new door.
Yes.
This new season. And this morning I'm here to tell you that listen, yes, it's hard to say goodbye. But it's a beautiful life to say hello to some new things. Some new things. He'll put a new song in your heart. He'll give you a new vision and a new plan for your life. He'll give you a whole new marriage and he'll give you whole new children. He'll give you a whole new family. He'll give you a whole new outlook on life. That's what the scripture means. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is past. Behold, everything has become new.
That's right.
All these people you see on stage, they were all ex-drug addicts, ex-this, ex-that.
They're new creations. Amen. New creations. Don't ever let the devil put doubt in you. Yes. That God can't use you to preach the gospel one day. That you can't be a pastor one day. That you can't be a pastor's wife one day. That you can't be a missionary one day. That you can't be a pillar in God's house one day. That you can't be a Bible study leader one day. That you can't be an evangelist one day. That you cannot have a good marriage and a good family and children that serve God. But you gotta say goodbye to the old and hello to the new. If you're ready to say that, if you're ready to say your goodbyes to your past life, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. Anybody here? I want you to say this prayer with me. If that's you, say, hello, Jesus.
Hello, Jesus.
Bye-bye, sin.
Bye-bye, sin.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I welcome you.
I welcome you.
Into my heart.
Into my heart.
I give.
My life
to you.
To you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Save me.
Save me.
Save me, God.
Save me, God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For sending your son.
For sending your son.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
To die on the cross.
For
my sins.
For my sins.
And for resurrecting.
For resurrecting.
On the third day.
On the third day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the resurrection power.
For the resurrection power.
Give me that power.
Give me that power.
To live this new life. Because I want
to
live for you, God.
I surrender
my life
to you.
I give my heart to you. I'm yours. I'm saved. Thank you for forgiving me of all my sins. Forgive me of all my sins. Past, future, present. My life is yours. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I just give your hands and worship him. Lost in his presence. That's the presence of God. Service at 5 p.m. for all the youth. Also on Wednesday, we're going to be having life groups here. Wednesday, all the life groups will be here. So there's no life group Monday, because tomorrow night we're going to have our New Year's Eve bash. I mean, they can put the slide on the screen. Tomorrow night, we'll be here for our New Year's Eve bash. Come on out, dress New Yorkish. Amen. It's going to be a great time. We've been planning it. You're going to have fun. Come celebrate with us. Amen. Make sure, amen, you have your registration. Amen. If you want to come, it's $5. Amen. To come. Amen. 15 and under, kids 15 and under are free. Amen. 14 and under are free. Amen. So you can bring the kids and have a great time. We're going to have fun, food, fellowship tomorrow night for our New Year's in New York. Amen. It's going to be a great time. And then Wednesday, we'll be meeting here with all the life groups. Amen. It's going to be a great time. Friday night, we'll be back here for our service. We're going to have a prayer afterglow after the service. And then Sunday morning, we'll be back for my second part of this message. Hello, 2019. God bless you, amen. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are dismissed. God bless you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're here and we want to invite you to New Year's.